The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout this last week of Ordinary Time, the Church has us focus on real security versus insecurity. With regard to the last things, with regard to what's really going to perdure, we've got to examine our foundation. Yesterday in the Gospel, Jesus talked about the various things that would accompany his second coming, and they were all the geological phenomena: earthquakes, massive storms, persecutions, the skies falling, basically meteors in the heavens. But that looks like a bucolic happy day compared to what he describes today. They'll persecute and seize us, hand us over to synagogues and prisons, kings and governors. We'll be betrayed by parents, brothers, relatives, friends, and some of us will be put to death. We will be hated by all because of his name. He describes all of this, about all the storms that can come, all the difficulties. But then he makes an astonishing double assurance. "But not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." That it's through all of this that the Lord will be with us. He will be persevering together with us. Our life will be secure on him, even in the midst of those storms, because we will build ourselves on him. At the end of St. Matthew's version of the same scene, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." What he wants us to do is to build our life on the rock of his holy word. When he says not a hair on our head will be destroyed, it doesn't mean that the North American martyrs won't have their hair ripped out. But in the general resurrection, every single follicle will be recuperated. Jesus wants us to have that type of confidence in him. Because once we do, then we're courageous in every circumstance. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Catherine of Alexandria. St. Catherine was one who converted to Christianity very young, and she used the gift of her time and the gift of the brain God gave her to really get to know the Lord. She sought to build herself on the life of his word and sought to examine how he set creation apart. So she became a scholar in philosophy. She was so smart that when she had been captured, Maxentius the emperor had her dispute against all his philosophers, and she annihilated them. He was so impressed with her intelligence, with her interior beauty, that he said he wouldn't murder her if she married him. Obviously, she refused. And then she was attempted to be killed on a spiked wheel. He tried to intimidate her by other ways. None of it worked until finally he had to decapitate her to kill her. But she had secured her life in Christ, and not even the worst of threats were able to intimidate her. Why does Jesus allow this type of persecution for those he loves? He says it earlier, that when we're dragged in all of these circumstances, it will lead to your giving testimony. Then he says, don't be afraid. Don't worry about preparing your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist and refute. During the Last Supper, he promised that he would send the Holy Spirit precisely to do that for us, to give witness precisely in those most difficult of times. It's easy to give witness when everything is easy. Very challenging to give witness when we're going to die for that witness. But as we see in the early church, the two great reasons why so many became Catholics were the love that Christians had for each other and the fact that they loved the Lord who died for them enough to die for him. That testimony of the martyrs, that joy, that courage, that faith was enough to convert many. As St. Catherine of Alexandria's martyrdom likewise converted many and showed not just women and girls, but all men as well, how to be strong before the Lord, how through a holy perseverance they were to make their lives fully secure in this world and forever. There's another alternative, and it's put in stark contrast today in today's first reading with King Belshazzar. He had his entire court, he had 1,000 guests there with him. Everybody was lauding the king. He had all the soldiers. He had every earthly security. He had so much security that he thought he could mock the Jewish religion. So when he was throwing a party for 1,000 of his courtiers, he had some of the 3,500 gold and silver vessels that they had stolen from the temple in Jerusalem brought on in so that they could use them not for the worship of God, not for any sacred purpose, but for their drunken orgy. It showed how weak he was that when during that sacrilegious party, straight out of the Adams family, a hand appeared starting to write. Daniel tells us that his face blanched, his thoughts terrified him, his hip joints shook, and his knees knocked. He had no real security, no matter how much adulation he received from around. And it was writing something on the wall, and Daniel was able to interpret what these Hebrew words meant. Mene. All three of these words were for coins. Mene means a full coin. It was the biggest, the most expensive coin of all. So it meant full. It was what was used to pay a full price. And so Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and put it to an end. Everything's over. All your days have been completed. Tekel. Tekel was 1/60th of a mene, and so it was very, very light. And so he was going to use it to interpret just what a feathery type of soul King Belshazzar had. You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. There's no depth to you. The word for holy, as we know in Hebrew, is kadosh, which means solid, it means heavy. And he wasn't kadosh, he was tekel. There was nothing there. And Perez. Perez was a half of a mene. And so it said, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. And it would be that very night that King Darius of the Persians would come on in, raid the palace as they were having the sacrilegious feast, put Belshazzar to death, and his kingdom was over. No earthly security because it wasn't put in God at all. So today we don't need to see the Holy Spirit coming into this church very early in the morning writing on the wall for us, because the writing is right here in sacred scripture. Jesus tells us very clearly that they will seize and persecute us, hand us over, will be betrayed, will be hated. But we shouldn't be afraid. Not a hair on our head will be destroyed. We will give testimony in these circumstances, and by our perseverance together with the Lord until the end, we will secure our lives forever. And the most important word that the Lord Jesus writes is what he's about to do when he says, take this and eat, take this and drink. This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood, given out of love for you, given precisely to strengthen you, just like he strengthened St. Catherine and all the martyrs before us. May the Lord at the end of time not say to us, Tekel, but may he say, Kadosh. Praise be Jesus Christ.